eager dollar, here's gonna turn. Lean back and stay a while now, here's monitor.
Gene Rayburn here, and would you believe there's a group of mosquitoes who can sing rather than sting? Now, I mean it. I mean sing understandable words and music. Proof in 3 minutes. And have you ever heard of the Loch Ness Monster? Well, the first of a weekend series on Scotland's bizarre beastie a little later in this half hour of the most entertaining show in radio, Monitor 67. On Monitor, more by the group called The Lettermen.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping.
Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever you'll be mine.
I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more
than the greatest love the world has known. This is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping.
That always is a long, long time, yet far beyond forever, you'll be mine.
I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could.
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer, it's surprise time.
Yes, and say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
The secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
This is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Yeah, what's my surprise?
See this low list price? Well, this ambassador sells for even less.
But what's my surprise for saying duck?
Here.
What?
You're a surprise.
For a surprising deal on a 1967 Ambassador, see your American Motors Rambler dealer.
You've undoubtedly heard mosquitoes hum, but have you ever heard mosquitoes sing? No, I mean the words and the music and all that. You haven't, have you? I figured you hadn't. You're about to. Mosquitoes, are you ready?
Yes. How much do mosquitoes like you? Let's take a look and see. Do you wear light clothes in the summertime? I wear light clothes and I'm feeling fine. Mosquitoes don't like me.
Monitor listeners, meet the mosquitoes. Which one are you?
I'm Alan Shaw.
You're Alan Shaw.
Hi, sir.
And I'm Tracy Newman.
Now, there's a third missing member. Huh?
Yes, that's right. He's David Fisher.
Are you the leader?
No. We don't have a leader.
You don't?
No.
You're all on your own.
That's right.
Well, as you astute listeners have already deduced, the mosquitoes are one of the oddly named singing groups that are so popular these days. But what you can't know is the fact that they have a very special mission in life. They've been hired by a large corporation to make life miserable for real mosquitoes. Now, you're not planning to sing them to death, are you?
No,
we just repel them.
That's you do?
Right. Yes. You see, Union Carbide puts out a product called 612, which is an insect repellent.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we believe in live and let live. We don't kill them. We just spray it on ourselves and just repel them.
We dead mosquitoes on our
That's right. Too much brushing off.
Where have you sung?
Oh, all over the country. We were in Boston and Baltimore and
Chicago?
Houston, Chicago,
and
Detroit.
All the songs you sang had to do with
mosquitoes? No. We have two songs that are about mosquitoes and about how mosquitoes bite you and why they bite you and who they bite and things like that. It's very factual information.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have regular everyday people songs.
Oh.
Folk rock and things like that.
Yeah. Why do mosquitoes bite?
Well, they're hungry.
Well, no, they have to. The female is the only one that bites, and she has.
You mean
to
the male mosquito does not bite?
They
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
The females bite. They need the blood to fertilize their eggs.
Oh.
And
oh, it's very.
Do they bite a special kind of person?
Well, the healthier you are, the more you're prone to be bitten.
Mm-hmm. And the younger.
And
young, people.
Well, not necessarily young, but really active is what it comes down mm-hmm. to.
You mean if you sit still, they won't bite,
if
but
you
if you move around.
If you sit
still
and you're unhealthy, don't worry about mosquitoes.
Actually,
worry about other things.
some of the lyric in the song tells you that if you have long hair,
yeah.
And if you run around a lot and you use cologne and perfume, they like the mosquitoes like that. And people who.
And they go after people who wear dark clothes, especially in the summertime. This happens to be the time of year where mosquitoes are most are outmost. You know, that's why the tour
These
was
are all
set
good
for...
tips. Let's go over them one more time now. What are the things, the do's and don'ts about
Well, don't
mosquitoes?
Wear dark clothes in the summertime.
Right.
And when mosquitoes come around you, you're better off not trying to brush
them
off. Away
yeah.
because they,
don't
they
say,
come towards...
Don't do that.
No, they come towards any action.
Mm-hmm.
They love the action. If you stand still, they may bite you, they may not. It depends on how healthy you are.
Stay clean.
If you take 2-3 showers a day, the mosquitoes won't bother you.
All right. Now, what about the home? What can you do about that, aside from the obvious things like screens? And...
Well, you can spray your screens. You can spray your upholstery and things like that.
What about if you're out in the woods on a picnic?
Well, you could spray
just
the
spray
area,
it.
But I don't know.
Just keep a lot of it on your body.
Spray the area.
On your body.
See, it comes in towelettes, and it comes in liquid
Different
form and
spray.
Stick
oh, yeah,
form.
Everything
and there's even a new foam that's very groovy. You foam it. You can't shave with it or anything. It comes out on the foam, and you rub it on your body, and it smells very nice.
Yeah. You didn't shave today, did you?
No, I didn't. I was rehearsing across the street, and
yeah.
I didn't think I was going to do this monitor.
I did.
Did you take a shower today?
Of course.
Then the mosquitoes,
yeah,
mosquitoes will not
don't
bite
bug
you
me.
Today.
Nope, nope.
You look extraordinarily young, both you, Alan.
Oh,
we
are.
We're a lot younger than we look, even.
I'm a lot younger than she acts. Or something.
How about singing that charming little ditty one more time? Rehearse if you want to. It's a very informal show.
Much do mosquitoes like you? Let's take a look and see. Do you take a shower once a day?
I take 3 showers. It's cleaner that way. Mosquitoes don't like me.
And as the mosquitoes buzz off into a summer Saturday, we bid them farewell and continue on our way along the Monitor Beacon.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on a Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland, and that ticket is only $2, complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow. Take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City. The world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and at 17 and a half minutes past the monitor hour, it's time for Perry Como. And we think he can look forward to a big success for his brand new song, I Look Back.
You look back to see if I look back, and I look back to see if you look back. If I look back to see if you were looking at me, I look back to see.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannibals.
Hasn't everyone? You get such a marvelous tan with Coppertone, and I never worry about drying or peeling.
That's because Coppertone contains the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, and it's also enriched with moisturizers that make skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth.
Well, I wouldn't dream of using any other suntan product.
That's right, Vera. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
You've heard of UFOs, I know. Incidentally, a number of these unidentified flying objects were reported over Western Europe this week. But are you familiar with the unidentified swimming object known as the Loch Ness Monster, which has been reported on and off for almost 1,500 years in the Scottish lake for which it was named? Variously described as resembling a sea serpent, a dinosaur, a giant squid, and ranging in size from 15 to 50 feet, this monster has created controversies for years. Well, sir, a nonprofit group called the Loch Ness Phenomena Investigation Bureau, supported by World Book Encyclopedia, is attempting to photograph, to prove its existence, and to try to identify it. In the first part of Monitor's weekend series on this project, we hear one of its leaders, Clem Lister Skelton, as he talked with reporter Hugh Ross.
Clem, this monster business, do you really believe it?
Well, I've seen it 8 times. I ought to believe it.
Yes, but have you seen a monster?
I have seen an animate object in the loch. I haven't seen a monster. I don't like the word monster. There is, I firmly believe, a viable breeding herd of large creatures in this loch.
A herd of creatures?
Oh, yes, a herd. I mean, for there to be one would be ridiculous. There must be a herd. After all, we've written records going back 1,400 years.
Yes, I know that, but when we talk about a herd, we think of sheep or deer or something like that. Surely, to goodness, there's not as many creatures in the log as all that.
I would say there are at least 30.
Has this been proved at all in any way?
This has been proved by the fact that they couldn't have survived if there'd been less than 20 of them.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. The scientists do tell us that this is about the minimum to provide a viable breeding herd.
Clem, I'm a native of these parts, and I've been around the loch for over 30 years, and I've never seen anything.
Look, Hugh, I've been here for 6 years, and I suppose I've spent more time looking at this loch than the average person who lives here would do in 3 lifetimes.
There are 24 miles of this loch, and I've seen the whole 24 miles, both sides, in all those years. I've never seen anything that looks anything like a monster or a creature apart from a salmon jumping or ducks or something like that in the loch.
This may be so, and you are like the majority of people probably who live around the shores of this loch. But there's an amazing number who have seen things. Reputable, respectable people who don't tell lies, who don't suffer from hallucinations. And come to think of it, I just told you that I've seen it 8 times myself. Am I a liar?
Clem, how many credible sightings have there been?
I would say in the region of 1,000.
Since when?
Since the early 30s, which is where our records go back to.
That was the first one?
No. The first one was 554.
Yes. That's the mythical one, of course. Or do you think it's not mythical?
I don't think it's mythical at all. I think it's probably improved with the telling.
Now, when we come back to the recent sightings in the 1930s, the individual who saw it the first time, was he a credible individual? Somebody that can be trusted?
I don't know who the individual who saw it the first time in the 1930s was, but as you know, that it was in the early 30s that this road was built along the Loch side, and it was during that period there were a crop of sightings, and during that period that these creatures received the title of Loch Ness Monster, a title which we don't approve of. It tends to make it a music hall joke. It's a large creature.
Like music hall jokes, it's worth its weight in gold, though.
Now you're talking about the tourist industry. All right, so it helps. That's a sideline. I don't object to it helping. The Highlands, one of the Highlands' largest industries is the tourist industry.
Right, Clem, I think we'll deal with that later. But what about the Bureau? When did you start?
I started in 1962. In February 62, David James rang me up and said, "Are you interested in the Loch Ness Monster?" And I said, "Ha, ha, ha, don't be silly."
Who's David James?
David James is the organizer and leader of this investigation. He was at the time a Member of Parliament who had been asked to raise this question in the House of Commons. And his attitude was very much the same as mine.
Well, yes, I must admit, you know, Clem, that I'm just... It's a question of agnosticism, so far as I'm concerned, in this particular instance. I don't know whether there's any here or not. And if I saw it, I'd believe it.
But look, I haven't seen the President of the United States, but I believe it. Well, I don't have to see him to believe that he exists.
Well, I've seen him and I believe it.
Oh, well, there you are. I've seen the monster and I believe it.
Clem Skelton with reporter Hugh Ross. And obviously, the controversy over the Loch Ness Monster is far from over. So, for that matter, is Monitor's coverage of this story, which is almost as sizable as the beastie itself, and will come to you in a series of further reports later today, with a tail end arriving sometime tomorrow.
Yes! Yes!
Your Oldsmobile dealer is saying yes during his annual YES, year-end sale.
Yes!
Year-end savings.
Now!
He's got the car for you. 36 youthfully styled models. More features than ever. Want a luxury car in the low-priced field? Cutlass Supreme.
Yes!
Live big, spend small.
Save!
Want an economical full-size car?
Yes!
Lowest priced 88.
Save!
Here's fine car elegance without paying the fine car price.
Now!
Luxurious interiors.
Wow!
See your Olds dealer, the yes man, for a great deal on a fabulous front-wheel drive Coronado or an elegant 98.
Yes!
Year-end sale.
Now!
Yes, McCann and band successfully executing the caper of the Golden Bulls, making a smooth getaway. And this is Gene Rayburn getting out of the way for a moment or two while the NBC stations along the line that bring you Monitor now bring you a few neighborly words. In Casper, Wyoming, the station KTWO. Back shortly.
This is Joe Garagiola. I'll be with you every weekend with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
You know, there's nothing like the thirst you get on these hot summer weekends. The kind of thirst that calls for a couple of beers or more. And that's the kind of thirst that calls for Schaefer. Schaefer pleasure never fades. You get first beer pleasure, first glass to last. So when you work up a big thirst, let Schaefer go to work on it.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Oh, miss, I hear Northeast serves hot snacks on Yellowbird Jets to Boston.
Yes, sir. On 17 Yellowbird Jets every weekday.
Oh, what time do they leave?
At 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 30, 10:30, and 11:30.
All Jets, right?
Yes, right.
New Yellowbirds, huh?
Uh-huh, yes.
What are those times again?
Wouldn't you rather hear our jingle, sir?
Catch a Northeast Yellowbird. Catch a Northeast.
76 degrees and partly cloudy in the metropolitan area. WNBC, New York.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC. On the go on radio, it's
Yes, wherever you go, border to border or coast to coast, this is the program that brings you the most in news, comedy, sports, interesting guests, unusual events, much music. I'm Gene Rayburn, and for some tuneful fun for your season in the sun, here's the newest from the Doodletown Pipers.
Summertime, summertime, summertime.
If your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, and you want it to feel comforted, soothe it with Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
Now, Monitor Sports. Vernon Downs, a harness racing track halfway between Syracuse and Utica, New York State, inaugurates a new race this coming Friday, which it hopes will help raise it to a big-time level. It's the Founders Gold Cup for the nation's top three-year-old trotters, and it'll be raced for the only gold trophy in American harness racing history. A report from Leon Michel, the track's public relations consultant, and Monitor's Bill McCord.
Leon, what's the value of the Gold Cup, and how many times must a horse win it before getting permanent possession?
Well, the Founders Gold Cup has a value of $7,500, and for permanent possession, an owner must win it three times, either, you know, with three different horses in three different years.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does the winning owner receive in addition to the prize money if he wins the Gold Cup just once?
Well, besides the purse, he gets a 14-carat gold plate, which is 10 inches in diameter, and this plate bears an engraved replica of the Gold Cup, and then, of course, the name of his horse is also engraved on the base of the Gold Cup.
Now, this is a $25,000 race, is it?
$25,000 purse.
Now, Leon, I've been told that Vernon Downs hopes to rival the Hamiltonian out of Des Moines, Illinois.
It will have a bigger purse next year and will grow and attract more interest in the harness racing field.
And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you have in hopes of maybe stealing the Hamiltonian, huh?
Well, I didn't say it, but we sure would love to have it back in the East.
Most persons today regard harness racing as a city sport, raced at night, little realizing that it all began out in the country. How is the country harness racing doing these days?
Well, we're doing very well up there in Vernon Downs. We serve an area of perhaps 17 or 18 upstate and central New York counties. But to give you an example of how it's going, I have some figures here. When Vernon Downs began operation in 1953, we had a racing season of 67 days. In 1964, we lengthened it to 122 days. In 65, we went to 135 days. And in 66, and this year, we will race 141 days. So there, Bill, is how the country people like harness racing, particularly at Vernon Downs.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a different size track than most of the tracks around the country, too, isn't it?
Well, let's put it this way. This is the only track in the state of New York which is over half a mile. Mm-hmm. We have an oval, which is 3/4 of a mile, and then we have a chute of a straight 1/4 mile where the horses start, and they run right into the oval off of this 1/4 mile chute, making a total of 1 mile.
Can you give us any idea how many world records were set or equaled at Vernon Downs?
Vernon holds or shares 11 world records still on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Five of these were set by Adios Harry, driven by Luther Lyons on the very same night, which was in 1955.
Mm-hmm. And what's this, Leon, about the winning horse receiving gold flowers?
Well, we're trying to give the gold cup and the gold motif all the way. There will be a blanket of marigolds placed on the winning horse, just as the winning horse at the Kentucky Derby runs for the roses. Mm-hmm. The winning horse at the Vernon Downs Founders Gold Cup will run for the marigold, so to speak.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Leon Michel, and best wishes to you and all the people up at Vernon Downs.
Thank you, Bill McCord.
This is Bill McCord for Monitor Sports.
A whole range of sports, from harness racing to foot racing to auto racing, golf, football, baseball, bowling, tennis, you name it, you'll find them covered in Monitor Sports.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So don't you be a pale face, get that sun. Get yourself some Coppertone, it's number one. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the tannables. Get a better tan with Coppertone. The fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. Coppertone helps make your skin more tannable, helps prevent peeling, keeps your skin satiny smooth. Get a deep, dark, long-lasting tan with enriched Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
The clock will tick away the hours one by one. Then the time will come when all the work is done. The time when you return and find me here and run straight to my waiting arms. If it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. I will wait for you until you're back beside me, till I'm holding you, till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every
love you so. In your heart, believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you, till you're here beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore sharing your love. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart, believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you.
Buddy Greco on monitor.
Grandma, you know what? A button came off my dolly's dress.
You can't sew on a button by long distance. But grandparents can laugh and chat with their grandchildren. And as they do, the miles between melt away.
You know what, Grandma? I miss you so much.
Well, the next time you see them,
can I come
you
over?
Can do a lot of loving by telephone. That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Okay, I'll come over Saturday.
Time now, 14 minutes before the hour, and we're all on the monitor beacon.
You probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlyle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame fronts. So let Park Surgical Company Incorporated, 5001 New Utrecht Avenue, corner 50th Street, Brooklyn, New York, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they're offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlyle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Now's the time to visit Park Surgical Company Incorporated, 5001 New Utrecht Avenue, corner 50th Street, Brooklyn, New York, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn back with more of Monitor. This is new from Morgana King. I have loved me a man.
I have loved me a man like my mama did. I have loved me a man. Tall and tender, his hands like my daddy's were, with a mind that understands. The lips that kissed away my tears. They're a part of the man like my mama loved, and I have loved me a man. I have wed me a man like my mama did. I have wed me a man. He held my heart tight in his hand. And in the morning I would wait by his side and wonder what I could have done.
Excedrin headache number 1040. The tax audit.
And so, sir, since your deductions are higher than your income, we will have to strike out some of these...
Now, just a moment. Don't go whizzing like that with a pencil.
Well, sir, now, for instance, the mink coat will have to come...
Well, that's a legitimate a business expense. I buy a mink coat for my
client?
My model. I'm in a dress line, and she was gold.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We can't allow that.
Now, just a moment.
This medical expense, what was that
for? That was just for a few bottles of Excedrin.
Excedrin?
I take Excedrin when I have I'm in a bind or I'm on a spot.
Is that what's in that green bottle,
Excedrin? That's right, it's Excedrin.
You have a headache?
I have an Excedrin headache, mister.
Right this minute?
Right this minute here in the civil office. And put that in your little blue form.
Well, then the...
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you should get a bottle full of Excedrin tablets. Each 50% stronger than an aspirin tablet for relief of headache pain. So if you get Excedrin headaches... Why take anything else?
I'm a giver. Is that so wrong?
Well, then you won't mind giving the government
$4,500. Oh, Merry Christmas.
One of the most successful operations in South Vietnam of a non-military nature was the one nicknamed Operation Sandwich, which was a completely impromptu, ad-lib kind of operation, produced one of the most heartwarming stories to come out of that war-torn country. It was a one-man operation. The man, Jimmy Ponce, a construction worker, who, after his return recently to the United States, recounted his experiences to reporter Bill Kirk.
Jimmy Ponce, what was the main thing that hit you about the people?
Well, you know, any country you go into, or any way you ever travel, you always pick up the human interest things, that what human beings do. And human beings are almost the same all over the world, but their customs are different. I like to tell you one of the instances where every day I used to have a route to travel in called the Western Perimeter Road. It was bordering the mountains, and I would carry sandwiches with me because we didn't have any way of getting food other than sea rations or sandwiches. And it was so hot, temperatures sometimes in the cabs would be 130 degrees, 115 outside. And I used to see all the little children up and down the country roads that would have their hands out begging, and they were cute little fellas, and I'm partial to kids anyway. So one day I stopped by the roadside, and I gave this little boy, about 7 years old, I gave him my sandwich. And, oh, he was so appreciative and everything, you know, bowing like they do. And I gave it to him, and I noticed that he didn't go into eating it. So I got back in the truck, and I went further down the road, and I slowed up to look, and up out of the ditch ran three more little fellows. So he tore the sandwich into four parts and divided. So now I figured, well, I'll be back by here tomorrow, almost the same time. I'll bring them something to eat. So I went beyond my quota. I picked up and snitched a little bit of food. I figured it really wasn't snitching because you're going to do some good with it. So I guess I took somebody else's sandwiches. So I piled them into the truck, and sure enough, at this point where I had first given the first sandwich, the next day there was four little boys. So I managed to have enough for them. But as the days went on, within a week, I had 35 children. They had found out that there was a bearded man comes by in an orange truck, and he gives away food. And it passed along like it was drums and the signals in the Indian village. And at the end of the week, I had 35 children, and my stealing had picked up to nearly where it was becoming noticeable. So it wore on until my route was changed, and I felt kind of bad because I imagine the little children are still sitting there waiting for me at that time of day.
Jimmy Ponce, the Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus.
What did you think about the people, generally speaking, over there? Were they nice to you, or are they glad that you're there?
Yeah, the majority of them always seem to have a smile. And, of course, the big barrier between all of us in foreign countries is our language. That's our biggest barrier. But, you know, the greatest language of anybody is a smile and showing kindness. I think that's a language that speaks for itself. And with that kind of treatment and the smile that you get, and showing friendliness, you sooner or later acquire a little bit of their language and their feelings. And I think you win them over that way. But the people themselves are very happy we're there, and they seem to be tickled to death about it.
Well, Jimmy Ponce, thank you for joining us here on Monitor. It's been a pleasure having you on the program.
A wonderful job of creating goodwill, one that the so-called professionals in that field would do well to study and emulate. A Monitor bow in the direction of construction worker Jimmy Ponce. Throughout every weekend, a wide range of reports on Vietnam right here on Monitor.
Hey there, Mr. American Motors Rambler dealer. It's surprise time.
Right, with surprising deals on 1967 Ambassadors. And say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
For the benefit of the radio audience, the secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
How come you know the secret surprise word?
I just heard it over the radio.
Oh. Well, this is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Swell, what's my surprise?
Your surprise is that Motor Trend magazine calls the interior of the ambassador overwhelmingly rich.
Yeah, I can see that. What do I get for saying duck? Well, you owe me another surprise.
Very well. See the low list price on this ambassador?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll sell it for even less.
Now, that's a nice surprise, but what do I get for saying duck?
Here.
What?
Your surprise.
Yes, for a surprising deal on a big 1967 Ambassador from the same dealer who sells a U.S. Compact at an import price. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Want to buy a duck?
This is Gene Rayburn here, inviting you to stay for more of the amalgamated sounds of Monitor. Coming up, NBC Monitor News on the Hour.
Read to the latest news now, it's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now, from everywhere. From NBC.
Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner. Sinatra, the Naked Runner, from Warner Brothers in Technicolor.
See the Naked Runner, now playing at the Forum 47th and Murray Hill Theaters. Mrs. Louis Nockalai of Farmingdale won $1,000. Mrs. Carol Lyons of Richmond Hill won $1,500. Mrs. Charlotte Coburn of Yonkers won $1,900. And Mrs. Angeline Needham of North Bergen won $2,000 by playing Fortune Phone with Sterling Yates on WNBC. You be a winner. Listen to Fortune Phone and make sure Sterling has your number. That's Fortune Phone, heard weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on WNBC.